opted out. And, joking, I wouldn't miss this for nothing. I'm glad that we're having all these professors from Godfrey and Brother Nays is here. And I won't miss all the professors, but we've got Sister Doris. I'm glad you're back. Said a little prayer. up our prayer request, receive the offering. And so if y'all have any prayer requests, that's pertinent, Brother Fisher. Thank you. money to get it, you know, it done by next summer. And then we started kind of late. I can't recall when we first started. I guess maybe around November, October, somewhere around there, when we first started to work on all this. And then, we started doing a few fundraisers and everything, and the church really helped us out and supported us in there. And Brother Dave was helping us out too, and supporting everything we did. We had yard sales, and we had auctions, and we had all kinds of little dinners that we did, to raise money, and a lot of things on the side, little fundraisers and everything. And it was really good because, when I was a little younger, not a lot of us did that when I was really little. Well, I mean, I didn't do it because I guess I wasn't in the age group. And, but it was good to be one of the older teens, helping everyone, and everyone was really working together, and I couldn't help but think, this is the way it's supposed to be. Don't matter how old you are, but we're all going to Texas, to worship the Lord and to see those people. Half of us have never really been in Texas. I went about 3 months ago to Tyler. It was my first time. And I've never been in Texas, actually. I've been here in Little Rock a few times, and I always appreciate coming. I know all you guys are very familiar with a bunch of you, it's a blessing to know people across here everywhere, because I feel like it's our job as a Christian to come on and strengthen our brothers and sisters sometimes when we're needed, and we think sometimes, I should go over there and shake their hand, but you never really do know what that person's going through, and you never know how they're going to encourage you on the backside, Brother Mike was talking, he said that we're supposed to make a deposit here. Well, I feel like I've been a little bit of a withdrawal here, I was feeling the Spirit of the Lord. I didn't think about that at the beginning of the song. When we started out talking, raising my hands to you, why shouldn't we raise our hands to the King of all kings? I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving, and then we started talking about lifting our hands to him. And a lot of people think, why should we lift our hands? When we lift our hands, that's a sign of surrendering. Lord, come in and take care of all that's wrong. And we want to desire to be more of the Lord. We think a lot of people out in today's world, it's starting to get kind of sad, when you get a little older and you start to pay attention more about what's going on in the world. And, it's really unbelievable the things that they're preaching nowadays and the things that they're leaving out of God's Word. They're preaching a certain way. And saying, well, don't say this because you might offend someone. And leave that part out there because we don't want to bring that up, because we might offend someone and then we're going to lose the money. We can't do that. And all this world is centered more and more and more around money. They're just out to get rich. Join our church, and you're going to come in and here, if you could just sign right here and, down there and pay this here. And you're going to heaven. Don't worry about a thing, But, it's a lifetime thing. You got to live this life every day. The Lord didn't do that. So get up in the morning and, I think I'm going to be a Christian today. I might please the Lord today in something that I do, but if I don't, there's always tomorrow. Well, I don't want that to be in my heart. This is a daily walk, when we get the Holy Ghost, there should be a change. We've been talking about that with Brother Ron. But when you receive the Holy Ghost, there's a change. It reminds you of what you're doing and how you're living it. And you want to keep on going on. And I don't ever want it to die. That is something that, you get in this comfort zone. And before long, it's something that you get used to. You don't want to move out, and you don't want to do anything. You sing a few songs, you clap your hands, and you praise them a few times. But are we really pressing on to the mark of the high calling? Are we really going on to see those things of the Lord? Is that something that we really desire? That's something that I desire in my life. I fear that, that I just get too comfortable. And I think, what did I get out tonight's service? And I want to be able to receive at least something out of every service that I go to. And I began to think in the summertime, I started mowing the lawn and everything. If you want to spend some alone time with the Lord, go mow about 11 acres of land and you'll find him somewhere in there. That's just a joke. I really kind of do enjoy mowing the lawn. I really do. It's a fun thing, I guess. It's a kind of thing. I kind of enjoy it, besides the heat. But when I'm out there, I begin to think about the Lord. I begin to think about about all he's done for me, and I begin to thank him, you know, and it's just like a one-on-one time there. And other times when I'm driving in my truck, you know, I'll just begin singing the song as loud as I can because there's no one around me. So, you know, I'll bet, you know, when you drive next to people, they probably think I'm half crazy, you know, because I'll be sitting there singing, you know, and beating the steering wheel and whatnot. But, you know, I'm not here to please them. You know, I'm here to be with the Lord. I'm here to talk to him, you know. They say he's that friend that's closer than a brother. And we know that that is true, you know. When you're on the line and you're out working or whatever it is that you do, my parents have a garden. I let them tend to that, like vegetables or anything like that. So, you know, they tend to that. And they told me, see, I don't like vegetables. I have to make myself eat salads. I really do. And never like them. I guess I have to work on that. My fruits are more better, you know. I like that. But she told me when they started, you know, getting on the plow and everything, they said, well, if you don't plow, you're not going to be eating anything out of it. And I said, well, that's fine with me, you know. I don't have to worry about that. But anyways, I mow the lawn and everything, and I have a water bottle with me. You know, when you start working out there in that dust, in that dirt, and, you know, things are going everywhere, and it's hot, you start to get thirsty. You know, and you got to get that water out. And it feels good, don't it? But I begin to think, you know, when you get out in this world and you start to really look around at what's flying around out there and how filthy and dirty it really is, you know, I mean, I've been brought up in church my whole life. I've never really had a walk out in the world except for my, you know, when you go out, you don't have to live in the world, you know, be a part of it. But we're supposed to separate ourselves from it. And when you get to start to see all that, man, it's good to feel that cool drink of water, you know, that washes that all away. And I began to think, you know, this is our place of refuge. When we come and we get away from all of that, anyway, I began to talk to a man from Jersey Mill. We went to the meeting there, and I think it was named Brother Stafford. And he said that about 3 months ago, he started just drinking plain water. He's an elderly man. And he said that he put away a Coke, he put away any other thing, he just started drinking straight water. And he said, you know, after about a month of that, I felt so refreshed. He said, my arthritis even started going away when I started drinking it. He said, you wouldn't believe what it did. He said, I just felt so strong. And that was actually one of the things that I have to do. I have to drink a lot of fluids. I can't have too much caffeine. I can't have too much of caffeine. Lord knows what's going to happen to that, you know, and I'm just going to stay away from it. But, I mean, so that's what he's talking to me about it. But I thought, man, if I could just look at that in my spirit, you know, and think of all the caffeinated things that really ain't doing anything for you, you know, all the addictions that we have in this world, if we could just put those away and concentrate more on the Lord with the living water, how much more we can be refreshed, and how much more if we would just read the Word, how much it gets in our heart and starts to grow and starts to produce something. But anyways, I'm just thankful to be here tonight. I know that there's a lot of you here from God for you that are just dying to testify, man. I got one to get to this, so, you know, I'm just thankful to be here tonight, and Grandpa Dave, Junior Dave's wanted me to tell all the church today, and he hopes he still has fans out here. No! Today was just a pleasure.
to raise the money to get it done. And it was such a task. I'm just going to tell you, it's not easy to raise enough money to pay for a bus to come get you and then take you and then take you back and then take you back home. It's not easy, but these kids saw the task, knew of the impossibilities, and faced it head on.
I'm thankful to make it, and I got to come. I'm thankful. everything that my sister and I go through. And I'm just really thankful I got to come, and I'm thankful I'm going to Houston to see all my friends, and I'm thankful I got to come to Little Rock and we're going to Tyler. I'm just really thankful that I get to come with him. So I'm just really happy that I have such a great family, and not just my relatives. I'm thankful I have brothers and sisters in the church, and I'm thankful I go to this church, and I'm thankful I'm in this body. And I just can't say any more than I'm just really thankful because I have such a great family.
Thank you.
children around, and I was thinking about when I was a little girl, 12 and 13 years old, I was introduced to the body of Christ, and the first time I got to go to the campground was, I was 13, it was in 1948, so I mean, you can figure out how old I am, and I was just thinking about, I was looking around and thinking about what a melting pot we really are. You know, this brother back here from Lake Jackson, did you know that's where I got my start? It was right there, and our pastor was Brother Melvin Babbitt, and we were in a Pentecostal church, and he started inviting some people to come down and visit our little church. It was just a very simple, modest little church in a little town called Clute, and that is just about three strikes against it, just its name. But anyway, these men started coming to our church, and would you believe they were Brother Clyde Patton and Brother Don Patton, when they were maybe 30, still in their 20s, right when they had come to Houston. And so we were introduced to the body of Christ at that time. And I just look at these young people and think, what a golden opportunity they have. You know, it's just unbelievable if they'll take advantage of it. And we all go through trials and tests. We all have ups and downs. We're all talked about. We're all not always appreciated. And a lot of times we don't do it right. I don't do it right myself. But I'm just so thankful for the mercy and the love of the Lord. And thankful for all these children that we are so blessed to have in our church. And they all are truly wonderful. And they do love the Lord. And they're faithful there at church all the time. They're really deserving of this trip. And Brother Smith, I want you to know that we're thankful that you let us come out here. And Brother and Sister Smith, we do love y'all and we do appreciate you. We appreciate this church, and I look around and see people that I've known, you know, from different places all through the years. And I think about our church. The people that we have in our church are from so many different places. We have just a lot of different ones, and how happy we are. And I look over here at the McCarty's and these two ladies. They come to our church now, and what a blessing they are. And do you know who they are? from the motels. I know if your life's anything like mine, that's hard to do, to take a day before church to the night before church and do something like that for us. So we really appreciate it. And if I could get the youth up here, we're going to try and sing a song. We practice this on the bus, so we'll try to sing this.